Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1389. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas Moshe, the Yiv Bemaronzi, so Lili Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe. And we have four Shalema Sura Bas Fegaliba, getting back to our halachas of Hachana Liyoyim Acher, preparations for the week. Okay, I want to read a little bit from the Mishabur itself, in Simin Shin Chof Gimel, and some of the halachas, to start off with some of the practical applications, if you want to call it, of Hachana in reference to, let's say, dishes, right? So the Mishabur talks about in Shin Chof Gimel, what, when, and where could you wash dishes, how could you wash, what exactly is the halacha? Okay. And then we'll go a little further from there. So first, to start off, the Mechaber tells us, Shin Chof Gimel, says the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chof Gimel, Sif Vav, Medichim Kelim L'Tzerech Hayom. You can wash dishes. Now, in a case in time, we're talking about whereby if it's done, being done without any surim, right? Like we said, I'm not using any hot water, I'm not using any sponges, I'm not using any hard soap. So that's a given that we have to understand. Doing it in a halachically, way that's mutter to wash on Shabbos. But the question is, when am I washing these dishes for? And what type of dishes am I washing? So I want to mention something that I found in the Dirshu that I think is extremely important. And it's an important concept, not really to do with the dishes itself, but in reference to the malacha of borer, right? The malacha of borer. As we know in general, separating, right? Borer separating two items, and we've spoken about in the past, of course, soaking fruits, for example, what can't be done, and there's a whole machlokes in reference to washing fruits. Rav Moshe and Mishabura. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole thing right now, but the question is, maybe it's borer. In other words, when I do an act of washing the dishes, I'm using cold water and no sponges, fine, no hard soap, but maybe it's just removal of the dirt from the dish. Maybe that's borer. Maybe that's borer, right? Could it be? So he brings down the Zadirshu in what we started doing now today, Simin Shin Chof Gimel, in Ha'ara number 18, right? From the Mishabur Asif Katan Chavav, Ha'ara number 18. He says, Va'af Bahadochas Kele Mafred Behem Esalichloch. Even though one is actually removing dirt from the dishes, you'll say, what do you mean? Maybe it's like the fruits, right? I'm soaking fruits, I'm washing fruits or whatever. So I'm washing dishes, I'm washing the dirt from the dishes, so maybe that's borer. So he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zech Tzadik Levrach, he brings from Shalta Shuvus Mincha Shleima, right? Shemir Shabbos Gehilchus, or Rav Shlomo Zalman. So he says like this, She'ein bezem mishum isa borer. That's not considered borer. Mishum de shebeloshen b'nei Adam, when it comes to dishes, right? When it comes to dishes, the fruits could be different because you're soaking, whatever, but you're not allowed to soak fruits on Shabbos. But when it comes to dishes, she'ein b'zeh mishum iser bar. There's no bar. Mishum shebeloshim b'nei Adam nikra pu'ula zeh nikoyen. I'm cleaning. I'm not. It's a very important point over here in reference to borer itself. Actually, the malach of borer, which is mamish. Most of the questions, the shailas that come up in the malach of borer are deraisa. And he's saying over here, Shlomo Zalman, a very important point that since the lashon b'nei adam over here is called, I'm cleaning my dishes. Right? You ask lahavda lagoy, what are you doing? I clean my dishes. I got a person who has a job. He's a dishwasher. What do you do for a living? I'm a dishwasher. I clean dishes. You know. So that's the lashon b'nei adam. Very, very interesting point he's saying over here. And I could just add, I myself, I once asked Rabelski, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, I asked him straight out, Rabelski, I asked him if washing dishes, is that a problem of borer? Many, many, many years ago, obviously. He said, no, that's not borer. Washing dishes, in other words, taking the dirt, removing the dirt from the dish is not borer. Now, there are other problems, putting a dish possibly into hot water, assuming you didn't put on the hot water, but there was warm water or something sitting in the sink, and there was fats on the, there was different type of fats on the dish, making it melt. We're not going to get into all that right now, but right now, the removal of the actual dirt from the plate itself. Okay, so the Maaseh, that's what he says, but a very important point. To the Nikra Pu'ula Zenikon. But he says another interesting thing over here, which is a little bit different, but he says that the fact that this pa'ula of removing the dirt, he said, by borer, you need two things that have a shaykhis to one another. He said, this has no shaykhis. The schmutz on the plate, the dirt on the plate, has no shaykhis to the plate itself. So it's two totally separate things. It's sort of like, if you want to call it, it's already, ki'ilu, like it's already separated. So, okay, that's a little bit hard to understand, but the first pshat that he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman makes perfect sense. The lashon of the, and I've heard this, I have to mention, I did hear this from my Rebbe Rav Shlomo Perl, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, used to talk about it, that in Borer, I'm assuming that he quoted, I don't remember offhand, but I'm assuming that he quoted Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the Borer has to do with the lashonis of the people. That's how it is. Right, I think he was talking about that time also, reference to somebody has dirt in their beard. Somebody wants, I'm not talking about pulling out hairs from the beard. That's not the issue. Take out something from your beard. Maybe that's borer. A person has a beard to take out, and they're not pulling out hairs. There's no question of pulling out a hair. That's not the issue. I'm not combing anything. I'm just taking out a piece of dirt. So maybe that's borer. So he wanted to say also, no, the lotion of the way of the world, as you say. If you ask, what are you doing? I'm just cleaning out something from my beard. I'm not separating. That's not really called considered. There's no real tikkun over there. So that's what he wants to say. That it's a totally separate thing. The dirt and the plate are two different things. But the lashon of the people is I'm cleaning. It's not an act of separation. Okay. But be it as it may, I don't want to get off too much on a tangent, but it's an important point to keep in mind. Okay, so now just because we want to just get back into Hachana, which is what we're learning right now. So tell us the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chavav, Medichin, you're allowed to wash. Okay, what does that mean? Afilu Esa Kaisas, he says, even 10 cups. A person has 10 cups, right? I have 10 cups. Vein Tzarech Ela La'achas, right? I need one of the 10 cups. Rashai La'diach Kulam, you can wash all of them. The Hoyo V'roi Kol Echad. Right? Because since one of them, I don't know which one I'm going to use. Somebody wants to make 10 beds. Okay, we'll talk about that maybe next time. But right now I have 10 cups, right? I only need one. I could wash them all because of the fact is that I'm going to need only one or two. I don't know which one. Maybe this, maybe that. Okay, so that's what he brings. Again, that's halacha number one, but he does bring down on the side, we're talking about a case in time where the cup's glasses or the glasses that I'm washing got dirty on Shabbos. If you're able to do it before Shabbos, the person says, well, I have time on Shabbos. That he brings down from Shlomo Zalman, that's problematic. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case in time. I have 10 glasses, 5 glasses, whatever, that got dirty. I need one, I need two, possibly. I don't need all 5. Maybe this, maybe that. So that's what he says. I feel eser kaisais, vein sarach elal achas, rashai ladiach kulam, you can wash all of them, the hoil veroi, loy kol. Okay, we're going to continue next time, obviously, in these various different halachas. But he says, hutru, kulam, they would all be mutter. So we're starting to see some of the practical applications into how it works. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.